For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Virginia's governor is among those pulling National Guard troops from the border with Mexico because of President Trump's immigration policy. A judge rules against Charlottesville officials over documents related to the city's Confederate monuments decision. And a new state law aims to end the practice of long-term school suspensions. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, June 20th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Virginia's governor is among those pulling National Guard troops from the border with Mexico because of President Trump's immigration policy. Governor Ralph Northam said on Tuesday he disagrees with Trump's policy of separating immigrant children from their families. The Democratic governor said he had ordered four crew members and a helicopter to return to Virginia from Arizona. The crew was assisting the Arizona National Guard in surveillance operations on the border as part of a 90-day mission. Northam said he would not devote resources to support what he called an inhumane policy. Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan also announced Tuesday that he was recalling National Guard members stationed at the border. And Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker on Monday reversed a decision to send a National Guard helicopter. Also, Charlottesville officials must turn over information about a decision on Confederate monuments to supporters of those monuments. The Daily Progress reports that City Circuit Judge Richard E. Moore issued the order Tuesday. The decision says that the city councilors and the city manager must turn over emails and other documents related to last year's decision to remove two downtown statues of Confederate generals. The materials are to be given to attorneys representing the Monument Fund, which is suing the city over the 2017 statue removal vote. The documents may be used to determine whether councilors intended to ignore state laws protecting war monuments and memorials. That could help the court decide if individual councilors should be held personally liable for damages and attorney fees. Governor Ralph Northam signed a bill on Tuesday to make feminine hygiene products available in prisons and jails in Virginia. Advocates for menstrual equity say that's just a starting point, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Holly Siebold runs an advocacy group named Bringing Resources to Aid Women's Shelters, known by the acronym BRAWS.
BRAWS has been around for about 3 years, and we started out by just distributing pads and tampons to local shelters in Northern Virginia, and then we found out about the crisis in schools.
This year, they were able to persuade lawmakers to get the Department of Corrections to come up with a plan to make sure feminine hygiene products are available behind bars. Delegate Kay Corey of Fairfax County introduced the bill, which the governor is signing this week.
The regional jails and the Department of Corrections have now announced that they are going to provide feminine hygiene menstrual products to women who are incarcerated at no cost.
Advocates say they also want to get rid of the sales tax on feminine hygiene products and make sure that middle schools and high schools make them available to students across the state, efforts lawmakers have resisted. I'm Michael Pope.
In Virginia, some students are suspended for months or even an entire school year. A new law that takes effect on July 1st seeks to change that. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Amy Woolard with the Legal Aid Justice Center says long-term suspensions are getting more common, not less. Students of color and students with disabilities are disproportionately impacted.
And these are suspensions that can even stretch over several grades. So a student could be suspended in the spring and continue to have to serve that suspension in the fall. So we've actually had cases where students lost two grades because of one long-term suspension.
Now, a new law sets a cap, 45 days. Another law sets a much lower cap, 3 days, for third graders and under. Woolard says she hopes the measures encourage school divisions to shift away from punishment
towards improving school climate, addressing root causes of behaviors, finding ways to keep kids connected to their education, even as we expect accountability for their behaviors.
That could be dialogue, mediation, or community service. State regulators are expected to publish a list of alternatives that school divisions can use as a resource. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.